Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is a simple question: are you happy?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you, falsely, because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. When I joined the Dominicans, we were fortunate to have a very wise novice master who guided our discernment process, often with pointed questioning. Once he asked a novice classmate, "Brother," well, let's call him Joe, Brother Joe, to protect his identity. "Joe, are you happy?" Joe replied, "Happy? What's happiness got to do with it?" This led Joe to realize that he really was not happy, and he left the Dominicans within a few months. He is now happily married with 4 kids and several grandchildren. Do you ever reflect on your own life that way, asking yourself, "Am I happy?" In today's Gospel of Matthew, we hear the beginning of chapter 5, known as the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus goes up the mountain, sits down like a good teacher would do back in those days, and his students then would scramble around him and begin to listen to his teaching, known as the Beatitudes. Jesus knows that his disciples and all the crowd following him are not what we might call happy campers. So he encourages them to be happy, tells them that they are blessed, reminds them that they are in God's kingdom, that there's a deeper happiness apart from what they are now suffering. And these are folks who are poor in spirit, mourning, hungering and thirsting for justice, meek, in need of mercy, persecuted. Yet Jesus says they are being satisfied, seeing God. They are included as children of God, inheriting the land, receiving mercy now, and are already included in the kingdom of heaven, which will someday be total reward. He says, "Rejoice and be glad, despite what you are going through. God is with you and blesses you." Jesus is uplifting them. As psychologists remind us, life is difficult, and it is best to be a realist and accept that. Rather than spend one's life angry at the world, disappointed that we suffer, spend your whole life constantly unhappy. It's not always difficult, but it often is. So welcome to planet Earth, you might say. It's not a perfect planet. Truly, life is fraught with horrendous problems and eventually with death. I don't mean to sound dismissive of suffering or suggest that we just keep singing like Pharrell Williams' song, clap your hands if you feel that happiness is the truth, because I'm happy. Oh boy. Not really, not always. No one can just keep tap dancing through life pretending everything's perfect and going well. It's not. Sort of reminds me of the story of the patient who went to the doctor for an annual checkup. The doctor starts going through the list of usual questions like, are you eating well? Yes. Are you sleeping well? Yes. Do you exercise regularly? Yes. Do you ever have feelings of depression? The patient answers, oh, yes. The doctor looks up concerned, you do? The patient explains, well, of course. I mean, considering my personal state and the state of the world today, doesn't everybody have feelings of depression sometime? Our great Dominican brother, St. Thomas Aquinas, whose feast day we just celebrated last Friday, made a distinction between perfect and imperfect happiness. He calls perfect happiness as the knowledge of God. A beatific vision of God face to face someday, totally happy in God. The word in Latin he uses is beatitudo, just like the Beatitudes. An unshakable happiness. But he says there is an imperfect happiness also now on earth, which in Latin is felicitas. Or felicity, enjoyment, the joy of life, happiness. We can enjoy imperfect happiness in an imperfect world, despite the aches and pains and even horrors we encounter. If you take a piece of paper and list all the problems you can think of, the pains, the injustices, the horrors of life in the world today, you can fill it very quickly. Especially if you reflect on all the problems in your own personal life, and then add all the titles from the daily newspaper, right? Lots of problems. Life is not just a bowl of cherries. But then, turn the page over and now list all the joys, blessings, family and friends, delights, fun. A few of your favorite things. Well, you will find another long page covered with happiness. Pope Francis says in his encyclical, The Joy of the Gospel, that with faith we are not destroyed, and that there is no such thing as a gloomy-faced saint who believes in Christ. St. Paul writes to the Romans that nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So, are you happy? Well, with the grace of God, yes, indeed, a certain kind of happiness now. Still longing for the perfect happiness in heaven. All of this is hard to live. Many cannot choose to be happy due to their mental illness or the natural state of their lives. They had a dream that life would be so different from the hell they're living, as sung in Les Miserables. Like Jesus, our task is to be with them. Misery not only loves company, misery needs your company. Being blessed and courageously happy ourselves, we go out to bless and make people happy as much as possible, those who are in need of rejoicing in the midst of their suffering. And making others happy will make us happier. Their reward and ours will be great. Already today, and someday, perfect happiness in heaven.